Gang, this soap opera, or better, this comedy of errors, simply could not have been better had it been scripted. Today's the day. Fannie Willis, the prosecutor who brought bogus charges against Trump, is herself about to get prosecuted. And wait until you see what may be the very thing that finally brings her and this whole insanity crashing down. You're not going to want to miss this. Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve, your patron professor. You're going to help you to think better so you can feel better in these crazy and turbulent times. If you haven't already done so, you know what to do. Make sure to smack that bell and subscribe button. Also, today is the last day to register for our special online event. Tomorrow, Friday, February 16th at 11 a.m., we're going to take a deep dive into what you can do to restore the integrity of our election in November. You're not going to want to miss this. We've come up with three big strategies that I want to share with you, three action points that you can all take to secure our elections in November. So click on that link below right now to register. It's absolutely vital that everyone who cares about the election be there. You're going to be amazed at what I'm going to share with you. This is game-changing stuff, gang. I'm sharing resources, research, and more to equip you with both the knowledge and the confidence to vote in November. I also rarely see your faces, so I want to talk to you face-to-face about this online. So I'm building in some virtual meet-and-greet opportunities for after the pop-up event as well. So just click on that link below to register for this extremely important event or go to election.turleytalks.com, and together we're going to protect and defend election integrity this coming November. Click on that link below right now. So today is the day, the long-awaited day. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis is herself being subject to prosecution as the court turns its attention to accusations that Willis has been financially benefiting, along with her lover, Special Prosecutor Nathan Wade, from their prosecution of Donald Trump. Judge Scott McAfee will be hearing arguments today to decide as to whether to dismiss Fannie Willis from the case that she's brought against Trump based on allegations that she broke state ethics standards in appointing someone as prosecutor who she was simultaneously having an affair with, and the misuse of taxpayer funds. Again, if you're just learning about this breaking scandal, the bottom line here is that Fannie Willis, the Fulton County DA, who's launched this political witch hunt against President Trump and 18 others, she's been accused of basically two things. First, she's being accused of having an illicit affair with her subordinate, Nathan Wade. And the key to that accusation is that they've both admitted to having an affair, right? But the real accusation is that they lied about when the affair began. She and Wade maintained they didn't start having an affair until after she appointed him as special prosecutor in this corrupt case against Trump. But a number of witnesses who will be testifying today and tomorrow, including Wade's former attorney, an attorney that actually worked with him in the same office, they're all coming forward to testify that indeed Willis and Wade started having an affair long before Fannie Willis appointed him to that cushy position as special prosecutor. So that means they both would have been caught lying under oath in terms of when the affair began. And the judge in this case, Judge McAfee, has stated that that would be absolute grounds for dismissing Fannie Willis from a ridiculous case against Trump. And some pundits think it would almost certainly mean her disbarment. But again, that's where just her troubles start. There's a second and even more salacious accusation, and that's where she turned around and allegedly paid Wade an inordinate amount of money to the tune of nearly $1 million. And then after paying him upwards of that $1 million, the two of them went on extravagant vacations and getaways together. And this is where you're not going to believe what may actually sink her in the end. You ready for this? A tattoo. That's right, a tattoo could end up destroying her whole prosecution against Trump. You can't make this stuff up, gang. It's being reported that evidence has just been brought to the court that one of the exotic places that Wade and Willis visited was Belize, and apparently, according to court documents, while there, they spent nearly $100 in a tattoo parlor, among other expenses. So a tattoo on the body of either Willis or Wade, or both of them, may indeed end up being the corroborating evidence that will dismiss them from the case. But you know, it gets worse, because now there are reports that a number of Willis's former staff are lining up eagerly to testify against her over these next 2 days. And this seems to go back to a bombshell leaked recording, which put Willis at the center of a whole new scandal, where she's being accused of firing a whistleblower who came forward with information that Willis's former campaign social media manager was using $500,000 grant for illicit purposes, like buying up, in her words, swag and travel expenses and the like. And she warned Willis that this guy was dangerous to her administration. Check it out.
Puffy, and this is my personal opinion, to one woman to another, is dangerous to your administration. He tells people, when I reached out to you, he told me, you think your word is safe? Exactly when you reached out to Miss Willis, she called me and told me, she tell me everything. So once you reach out to her, she's going to reach up back out to me. So I didn't even go to HR because he put Dexter's name on my PDP and I didn't even feel safe going to anybody.
Can I tell you something?
Mm-hmm.
I have 3 supervisors that have failed in this building. What's interesting to me, because I'm in a learning curve too, they each pretend to have a relationship with me that they do not have. I guess that's an intimidation tactic. I'm sorry that you felt that way, but you, Dexter, certainly don't have no relationship with Michael Cuffey. You were safe to go those places.
So as you can clearly hear, this whistleblower inside Fannie Willis's office is revealing to her that this guy was not only misusing grant money, but he responded to the whistleblower's concerns by actually retaliating against her, right? Taking her off projects, demoting her, making intimidating comments. I mean, we now know less than 2 months later after that conversation, Fannie Willis turned around and abruptly fired that whistleblower. Her name's Amanda Timpson. And she even allegedly had her perp walked out of the office to humiliate her. And so Timpson purportedly leaked this recording to the Washington Free Beacon as part of her ongoing whistleblowing efforts to basically blow the roof off of the corruption that pervades the Fulton County DA's office, as we all know of. So we're talking ethical violations, abuses of power, and of course, the misusing of taxpayer funds that surrounds the way Fannie Willis does business, especially with her boy toys. So today's the day all this is coming to the fore in court, and we may indeed be seeing the end of Fannie Willis's 15 minutes of much undeserved fame in the very not-so-distant future.